You ate one of those doorstop ones? Are they fresh now? You can get them hot and piping ready to go, man. Right down the street.
I sent Andrew out to get some. He's still there.
They're fantastic. He's still there, right. Hey, Andrew, okay? We're not buying that you're out of town. We're buying that you're in town but lost. So with all of that pre-pub that we gave Krispy Kreme, now I'm hearing about all these other shows that are doing live remote broadcasts from the Krispy Kreme. These guys wouldn't know Krispy Kreme Man from Farmer John. And where's our Krispy Kreme? Where's our freebies? Where's our hot and chewy and ready-to-go donuts? Not a shot, not even a whiff, not a sniffle. I got to walk down the street after we get off the air, my big, fat, 245-pound body, because Crozier told me that they're down the street. I got to go down there and stand in line with all the other street people and order up my fresh, hot and piping fresh dozen. And then take them home to my wife, who will be standing there with her arms folded across her chest, tapping her foot and going, "What's taking you so long?" And then watching her devour them before I can even pour a cup of coffee and get my one or two. Watching my wife, one after the other, eating Krispy Kremes the way I go through one of those little Hostess mini packs. I should say that I officially went off my diet last night. I went and got a Hostess mini pack out of one of our machines here, and Schaefer saw me eating the last one. From the time it took me to get downstairs, Schaefer, that's how quickly I ate the other five. He goes, "Oh, Jesus." I said, "What?" He goes, "Well, I happen to know those don't come one at a time, man. I know that there were five other ones in that pack. What happened to those?" I said, "Well, do you really want to know? Do you really want me to go back and give you the gruesome details?" So, yeah, I'm officially off that diet. The question you ask, maybe, if you care, why? Here's the answer. Because I gained 4 stinking pounds while I was on it this past week. Now, people tell me your metabolism's changing. People say you quit smoking. You know what? All of that is fine. But I can't stand eating all that sausage. I can't stand eating all that steak. I'm not that nuts about pork, beef, seafood, hamburgers. I'm not that crazy about that stuff and cheese. And I have to be honest with you. I don't want to sit there on the throne straining and going through cover and issue after issue of Sports Illustrated trying to make nature do its thing and get on with my day, okay? I don't want to spend an hour sitting in there. It's not for me. And you guys know what a waffling guy I am. Speaking of Krispy Kreme, you know that I was singing the praises of France. You know that 2 weeks later I got back from France, and I wouldn't go back there on a bet. You know that I was singing the praises of the Atkins diet. I spent a week on it. I wouldn't go back on the Atkins diet if you had a loaded 12-gauge to my head now. I'd rather die. 1 week, Crozier's shaking his head and just wiping a tear from his eye. What a week. Puffy, flabby, fat slob he works with. Oh, that hurt. Now he's asking me when I'm going to go back on the weeds. How about tonight? Anybody got a cigar? By the way, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, our first official signing, will be at Rock Honda in Fontana on the 18th of December.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Hendry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Okay, Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Let me mention again that our signing will be in Fontana at Rock Honda in Fontana. Rock Honda is the place. On December 18th, we're unveiling the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD for signing and sale. So if you come on out to Rock Honda in Fontana on December the 18th at 12 noon, that's 1 week from this coming Saturday, we'll have the CD for sale, the Best of the Hendry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat. We'll sell it for $20 per CD. We may have... Don't quote me, but we may have 99 material as well. And I will sign it. I'll autograph it. I'll do whatever you want. You can ignore me. You can walk right past me. Whatever you'd like. Did I say 98? I mean 98. What did I say? 97? I think we've got a few 98s left. And we will have our 99 product, which, of course, is Communism is Neat. Now, all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth. And let me also say to you that we will be setting up links on the philhendryshow.com website that is our official website for the show so that you can buy our CD online. So if you are not in the Southern California area, not a problem. We'll be happy to ship that out to you. And the turnaround on that is surprisingly quick, like 3 days or so, man. You can order that thing online and you'll get a turnaround on that baby about 3 days. So it ought to be to you in time for Christmas. Again, that'll be a link. You know, you can order it right there on a PhilHenryShow.com website. But if you'd like to come out and get it signed, Saturday, December 18th at noon, we'll have live entertainment. Arizona Ice Tea will be out there. All the proceeds go to my friend's place. That's Saturday, December 18th at noon, and that is at Rock Honda in Fontana, 9612 Sierra Avenue. Just go out the 10, go north. We'll be there, 12 o'clock, and you'll love it, okay? You'll be loving it. 1-800-449-8686. Is Harvey on the phone now? I got to talk to him. Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. He's a family attorney of ours, and he is at his home tonight in San Marino. You have an announcement to make to me?
Yes, Phil, I do. I couldn't reach at home. I tried to. I already talked to Maria about it, and I wanted to let you know. And it was not my intention to do this on your program. I hope you understand that.
No, I know that. I mean, Schaefer said to me that you didn't want to go on the air, and he talked you into it, and I appreciate you coming on, okay? I really do, Harvey. So I know that you're not trying to get any publicity.
No, I don't want any of that. I'm not interested. I wanted to let you know as a friend and as a former client the good news.
Let me tell everybody that you are my family attorney. You are also a legal analyst for our show. Harvey is, how old are you now, Harvey?
I turned 78 back in August.
78 years of age. You are I don't know how many years you've been a practicing attorney. My God, what is it?
Phil, I've been a practicing attorney for 53 years. I was an attorney in the service. I was a paralegal in the Marine Corps after I got after the war ended. And I started out with F. Lee Bailey, as a matter of fact, back in the Marine Corps. And I went to work in private practice. I went to work as a criminal defense attorney, and I worked for the ACLU. I've done a lot of things.
What do you think these people are always saying that they can't stand the ACLU?
Oh, I don't give a good Christ. I've listened to those jackasses my whole. What we do in the ACLU, what we did in the ACLU, I do some consulting now. I'm not with them any longer. Is some of the greatest legal work in the history of this country, and if it wasn't for the ACLU, half of those stupid sons of bitches who criticized the ACLU, half of those sons of bitches would be in jail. So,
all right, I know you didn't call up, and you didn't call up to talk about that.
No, but that's a good point, and I'm very proud of my service.
All right, I know you didn't call up to talk about that. You have an announcement?
I do have an announcement, Phil. I want you to know. I'm a little emotional, okay? So let me get my bearings, okay?
All right, Harvey.
Phil, as you know, 4 years ago I lost the love of my life. My wife, Gladys, died.
Yes, I know that.
And I never thought that I'd love again. I want you to know, Phil, that it's happened to me. I met a very, very lovely young lady named Valerie. And, Phil, I want you to know that I proposed to her Sunday night, and she accepted my proposal. So
you're getting married?
I'm getting married, Phil, at the age of 78. Yes, I am.
Good God, good for you, man. Good for you. God, I wish I had some music.
No, I don't want any of that, God. Don't put any music on. I wanted you to know that.
You're getting 78 years old. You're getting married again. Look, for the people who don't know the story, Gladys was your wife of... I feel for you, man. I mean, she was your wife of 50-some-odd years. How long were you married to her?
We had just celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary, and she passed on 5 years ago. And I'm glad I...
I know it's emotional for you. Hello? What happened to him? He just disconnected on me. Hello, Harvey? Well, we'll have to get him back. Good God, did he? He got so emotionally hung up on me. Anyway, the announcement there from Harvey Wireman, who is my family attorney, and is a longtime friend and a legal analyst on our show. He is getting married. Is he back? No, we just lost him again. Anyway, the announcement from him is that he... Okay, Mike, get away. Mike, get away. Mike Schaefer, get away from that. We're trying to get Harvey... Is he back? You kept picking up that phone over there. Do you have him back? Okay. Harvey, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Well, I have no idea what happened.
Well, okay, if somehow you got disconnected. I was explaining that you, after losing your wife, you went through some tough times.
I went through some very difficult times when I lost Gladys, and anyway, this is the greatest thing that's happened to me.
Do you love her?
Oh, yeah. I like her. I do... When you say, do I love her, I will never love her the way that I loved Gladys. I'll never love her as much as that.
Well, that's understandable. You were with her for 51 years, was it?
51 years, yeah.
But, I mean, the new lady that you met, what is her name?
Phil, her name is Valerie Ackerman.
What does she do?
Well, I met her over at Bob's Classy Lady, which is a very tasteful dance place.
Does she work there?
Yeah, she works there as a dancer. She was. I've been in there, and I've been going to Bob's Classy Lady for, oh, my God, I've been going there for a couple of years. And I had noticed her. She's a petite blonde. And, of course, you know, all the women in there are enhanced. You know, they've had their ass done, and they're good-looking women.
Well, they're, I understand they're very beautiful over there. I don't know whether they've all been enhanced.
Well, I know she was. And
is this something she shared with you? I mean,
yeah, she did.
I got to ask you something, Harvey. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm stunned. You're 78, and that's fine. I'm not putting you down for your age or anything. And I know that you had told me you'd never get married again. Now you're telling me that you're marrying a woman who is she a dancer over there?
Yeah. She would give me lap dances. And
how well do you know her?
I know her. She gave me a lap dance a month ago, and we got to talking. And
so you've known her a month?
That's correct. And let me just finish, because I know where you're going, okay? I know it.
You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going, so let me finish my point. She gave me a lap dance about a month ago. I guess I've had about 12 or 13 lap dances from her. And I got to tell you something. I fell in love very deeply. And
all right, hold on. Got to take a break, okay?
What is that?
I said we got to take a break, okay?
All right.
Harvey Weinman on the line with us. He's getting married. After, say, 78 years of age, 5 years he's been a widower, he's marrying some babe he met over at Bob's Classy Lady who gave him a lap dance. I guess he says 13 lap dances. All right, we got to find out a little bit more about this. Pardon me, but I want to know some background. And I also, what I'd like you to do, Mike, is get on the phone to promotions. Is there some way we could broadcast this live, Harvey's wedding live? I'd love to get into that. God, is that, how young do you think she is? All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 78 years of age. He's been a widower for 5 years. Harvey Weinman, retired attorney in San Marino, is getting married. When is the date, Harvey?
Phil, we set it for December 30th. We want to be married by the New Year, and we didn't want to get married on New Year's Eve because that's old hat, you know?
And, like everybody's going to get married then, huh?
Well, all of these assholes that are... Excuse my language, but a lot of these people want to get married and, on New Year's Eve. So we wanted to be married for the new year.
All right, can I just talk to you for a second here?
Sure. What about?
How old is she?
She just turned 27. And I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking? Tell me what I'm thinking.
You're thinking, you know, Harvey, how can you be such an asshole? She's marrying you for your money.
Well, I'm not saying, Harvey, how can you be such a whatever you call what choose to call yourself, but it sounds suspicious that a 25-year-old lap dancer from Bob's Classy Lady wants to marry you, okay?
Because why? Because I'm not lovable? Why, Phil?
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying because I'm 78, how could a 25-year-old beautiful young woman want me for anything other than my money? Isn't that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's something to think about, especially since you've only known her for a month.
Well, I will tell you this, my friend. We have been intimate. We have had a number of intimate liaisons. And you know what I mean by that, don't you?
You've had sex.
Yes, we have. And let me tell you something, my friend. It has been pretty goddamn great for both of us. So before you start thinking...
I'm sure. I'm not saying that it couldn't have been. I'm not saying that the sex is bad. I'm saying... I mean, sex can be great for a lot of couples. But I'm saying, why would she marry you? I bet she had great sex in her life. Why would she marry you?
Well, she has she? Well, she told me I was the best.
Oh, come on, Harvey.
Come on, Harvey, what?
Come on, man. You were married 50 years to the same woman. Now this is the second woman in your life that you've ever had relations. Well, I don't want to know about your Marine Corps experiences, but the fact is that's a very common thing. Women tell men that all the time.
That I understand. Do you think I'm so stupid that I don't understand that?
Well, then, so why would she? Would you believe it when she says that you're the best?
Because the fact of the matter is, my friend, that maybe I am the best she's ever had. But you know something? I don't care about that either. What I care about is she's the greatest piece of ass I've ever had. And
I got to ask you to watch the way you're putting things, all right?
Okay, you want to be real sensitive to all of the dumbasses, is that it?
No, I want to be sensitive to my audience. We don't have to insult them.
Yeah, okay. The point is, Phil, we've had a great time together.
She's given you 13 lap dances, and how much did you pay for each lap dance?
What is it with you trying to put me down?
I'm not putting you down, and I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I'm asking you, how do you know this woman isn't along for a ride with you for your money? How do you know?
So what if she is? You know, she told me that despite my age, I can bring some serious lumber, and that's good enough for me, my man. And you can sit there and say she may want to be, marrying me for my money. I don't give a sweet JC about that. I, as far as I'm concerned, let her spend my money. I'm 78 years old. How much more life do you think I've got? You want me to spend my life going to senior citizen dances? You want me to spend my life going on some cruise, you know, with all the other old ladies who lost their husbands or whatever their problem is? You want me to sit there in a deck chair with some old bag? I want to live, for Christ's sake. And yeah, if I got a lot of money and this chick wants to spend my money, you know, because she told me I bring some serious lumber, my man. And, you know, that's music to an old man's ears. And
why wouldn't she tell you you're bringing some serious lumber when you've got a lot of bread for her to spend, all right? And the fact that you'll be... Forgive me, Harvey.
You're going to say the fact that I'll be dead soon? Is that what you're going to say? Isn't that what you were going to say? The fact that I'll be dead soon? You know something, Phil? Don't feel bad about it. I know I'll be dead soon. I don't give a crap. You think I care? I know I'm going to be dead soon. I know I don't have, a lot of...
Wouldn't you want to leave your money to your family?
Oh, come on. To my family, to my daughter, and that dumbass that she married? Screw shuffleboard. I'm breaking some bed springs, my man. And that's, what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
And okay, you know what? I don't want to rain on your parade. Like I said, I'm very happy for you, okay? I really am. I'm very, very happy for you. It's, I mean, God, man. I mean, there ain't a guy in this joint that ain't happy for you. You're marrying a chick, a beautiful young lady, and her name is what?
Her name is Valerie Ackerman, and She's a beautiful young woman. She can really bring it on the dance floor. And I will tell you this much, show some respect. She's not a chick. She's my fiance.
I understand that, and forgive me, okay?
We've gone over and had dinners together, and
did you give her an engagement ring?
You better believe I did. I got her a 4-carat job. It's about a 40 grand ring. And
boy, I just, Harvey, be careful with your dough.
You know, quit going down that road. You're really being a pain in my ass with that. Quit going down the road. She's only with you for your money. Maybe she is. I'm busting bed springs and bringing serious lumber, my man. And she and I, you know.
All right, you're breaking world records. Good for you. I'm happy for you. Stay on the line because I've got a couple of ideas, all right?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I wanted to invite you to the wedding and that other, those two other jackasses that work with you.
Mike Crozier and Schaefer.
That I you know, want them to come too. And I guess anybody else.
Well, hold on. I got a couple of ideas, all right? Hold on. I got a couple of ideas before we break it up. Harvey Wireman, 78. He's marrying Valerie. She's 25. He's bringing serious lumber. Phil Henry Show.
フィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内ではゴジラ。
The Phil Henry Show, back with Harvey Wireman, personal attorney, great friend, terrific man. I want you to know all of that, Harvey, and you know I know that.
I know you know that. I appreciate that, you know. Just you don't act so bright all the time.
I know you have a problem with my intelligence, don't you?
No, I don't have a problem with your intelligence. It's just, you know, I've been on your program before, and some of the dumbasses you get on your show, you know.
And they come in all shapes and sizes, and it takes all kinds, as I've heard it said, to make the world go round, okay?
Well, that may be true.
But the point I'm making is congratulations on your upcoming betrothal. How old is she, did you say?
She's 27.
Well, we keep saying 25, and I think it's confusing people.
Well, no, she's 20. She turned 27 last March. She'll be 28 in March. She's a beautiful young lady, you know, and she has a lot of interests.
Like what?
I don't know. You know, don't quit going there. I mean, she's got a lot of interests. Is that good enough for you?
She's okay. She has a lot of interests.
Yeah, and she's very sexy, and you know, and she brings it like a. I mean, she's like $500 an hour. You know, she. I'll give you an example.
If it's just about your sex life, man, I don't think we need an example.
No, I just want to give an example. You know, I give her the old tap, you know, when I'm ready to bombs away. You know what I'm saying about that, don't you?
No, I do not.
But I gave her the tap on the back of the head, and, man, she hung on anyway. And I told her, I said, yo, you know, we're getting ready. Bombs away, and she hung on anyway. And you know what I'm saying? Well, you're strangely quiet.
That's really interesting, Harv.
No, seriously. So she does that. She does a number where, I don't know how she does this, but she gets up on all fours.
Okay, can we maybe stop going down that road and let me ask you a couple of questions?
No, but I wanted to tell, because you were questioning about the sexual... you know, our sexual, what do you call it?
Compatibility. I believe it, okay?
It's just the most amazing damn thing it's ever happened. And like a dog, she barks. She, you know, or something like that. So I was saying to Mike, is that you guys are invited.
All right, to that end, I wanted to mention to you that what I'd like to do is broadcast your wedding live on the air.
You mean like the way you did yours?
The way that I, when I was married to Maria, the way we broadcast ours live, yeah. Where are you getting married?
Well, Well, right now we're thinking about Vegas.
Vegas? Do you know where?
No, I don't.
Can we broadcast it live?
Hell, I think that'd be a lot of fun. You not want me to pay for it?
No, we're not asking you to pick it up at all. I mean, we're going to go up there. And that'd be fun if it's going to be in Vegas. It'd be on December the 30th, so it's the night before New Year's Eve, right?
That's right. We want to bring in the New Year as man and wife. So, yeah, the night before New Year's Eve.
In Vegas?
In Las Vegas, yeah.
Let me ask you a question here, okay? And I don't mean to... I'm just going to ask you straight off. Is she going to be wearing white?
You're a real dick.
I'm just asking, is she going to be wearing white?
You're a real asshole for saying that.
I wanted to know. A lot of women, you know what?
You're a real dick for even bringing that up. Is she going to be wearing white? I don't know. What if she is?
It's a traditional thing, I guess, that a woman who is virginal.
Yeah, I know all about the traditional, okay? For 51 years, I had a she could be wearing scarlet red for all I give a sweet Jesus. As far as
other... Why are you getting upset, man? I just asked a simple question, okay?
Let me ask you a question, all right, smartass?
Yeah.
Was Maria wearing white?
You know, even though you're 78...
Yeah, even though I'm 78, what? You'd like to punch me in the nose. Go ahead, tell your audience. Was Maria wearing white?
You know that she was married before me.
Oh, well, okay. So what's the point, smartass?
Okay, look, forget about it.
Yeah, let's forget about it. I don't care if she's wearing white. I hope she comes down the aisle stark naked with nothing on, because I can tell you right now, my man, she brings it. She brings it like that broad Deborah Winger in Urban Cowboy on top of that she could be naked except for the veil.
Okay, so she's 27 years of age. Her name is Valerie Ackerman. She works and lives here in Los Angeles. She does lap dances. Will you have a prenup?
Why?
Why? A prenuptial agreement. Will you have one?
No. Why? Why should I?
Because of the fact that she may be marrying you for, in other words, if you decide in about... What if she abuses you? What if she takes advantage of you?
God, oh, I only hope to God she abuses me. She can tie me up and nail me with ping pong paddles with tacks stuck in them. I hope to God she abuses me. I'm 78 years of age.
I'm saying you are. You're a man of 78. This is a young woman of 27. What if she begins to take advantage of you? What if she brings people into the house that you don't like? What if she is bringing people around at all hours that you would rather not have in your home? What are you going to do about that, okay? And what if you decide after 6 months or 3 months or a week or 2 weeks that you would rather not have this woman in your life, Harvey? Okay? I mean, what if this woman begins to cheat on you? With other men. They may not be younger than you. They may be the same age as you. And you may want to kick her out the door. Okay?
Who's she... Let me ask you a question, dumbass, okay? Who's she going to bring into the house? More strippers? I mean, what...
Forget about more strippers.
The worst problem I could have is she's going to bring her girlfriends in from Bob's Classy Lady or the Jumbo Clown Room. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Phil, will you do me a favor?
What?
Will you send Sam and all the security guys over? I'm in big trouble because I'm going to have 9 nude broads in my house instead of 1. Please, Jesus, not that.
And real smartass, aren't you?
I mean, you're the dumbass. What if she going to... She won't stray for one reason and one reason only, my man.
What?
I'm bringing serious lumber to this relationship. And she's bringing everything else. And I'll tell you something. She can take me for every nickel she wants. I'm just about dead anyway. If she wants it, she can have it. You know? God almighty. 18 perfect boobs in my face. What a house of whores that's going to be.
Yeah. All right. Forget I brought it up. I'm just saying that, you know, if you...
If I what? If I can't stand the sight of her 40-inch chest any longer... If it just suddenly becomes unbearable to wake up next to her 44 triple Ds, oh, God, I'm divorcing you, baby. If I can't stand the fact that she's holding on for dear life when I'm screaming land ho, if the fact...
I got it. All right, so you're happy with her. You know...
Oh, what you've been doing for the last... I don't know how long I've been on your stinking show talking to you about this crap. What you've been doing is you've been finding ways to bring me down. and you've been trying to find ways to bum me out and make this marriage something less than great for me.
And all I'm trying to do here, if I can interrupt, Harvey, is alert you to the possible pitfalls of marrying a woman who is more than 50 years younger than you.
Yeah, the possible pitfalls of marrying a chick who does lap dances at Bob's Classy Lady. Come on, baby, get your perfect Hogan's out of my face. I can't stand it no more. Oh, God, help! Hello, is this 911?
Okay, I got it.
No, listen. Hello, 911? Yes. Hi, this is Harvey Wireman. Yes.
You don't have to be a smartass.
No, really. Yes, please send the police. There's a woman pressing her 44-inch chest into my face. Please, God, help me. Paramedics, I've got a great ass sitting on my face.
Okay, all right.
I got Winnebagos on my grill. Help me.
All right, fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. You want to know why you're sorry? Because you're a stupid, poor, young, square, dumb ass. And an old bastard like me can't have any fun. And I'm going to call 911 and scream about the Hogans in my face.
All right, man. I'm sorry, okay?
You better be.
All right, what I want to do is I want to broadcast. First of all, congratulations, Harvey.
Which is something you should have said about 40 minutes ago.
All right, forgive me for not saying that. Congratulations. Let me also say that we do want to broadcast your wedding live. That would be, if you've got a calendar, Mike, isn't that Thursday night, December 30th? Thursday night?
All right. I'd say, let me look at my day planner.
30th, yeah, put it in your, you're getting married on the 30th, Harvey.
Right, I got to put it here. I'm putting it in my notebook, my day planner.
Good. So what I would propose is that we broadcast your wedding live on our show, December 30th, live from Las Vegas, right?
That I would accept. I got to talk to Valerie about it, but I think that...
Does she listen to my show?
I'm sorry?
Does she listen to my show?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, you haven't asked her, huh?
No, Phil, it's not one of the first things you say to a broad, you know, right when she's lowering that perfect ass down. You don't say, by the way, do you listen to Phil?
Do you have to, everything got to be crude to you?
No, but I'm just pointing out, I don't say to her, you know, hey, do you listen to the Phil Henry Show as I'm dialing 911 for her to get her Hogan's out of my face? I don't do that.
All right, I just wondered if she'd heard the show.
The answer, Phil, is most probably, like most everybody else in the country, no. She doesn't. And I would also like to say at this time that I don't think it's necessary. You can take my... You know what? I didn't tell you something. I'm getting serviced right now. Should I ask her? Hey, honey, do you still mind if the Phil Henry Show broadcasts our wedding live? Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Are you putting me on?
No, hold on. Honey, do you mind if Phil Henry broadcasts the show live? I can't understand her, Phil.
Okay, I got it, man. All right. You don't need to ask her.
No, really. Honey, what do you think? I can't understand a word she's saying. I tell you what, Phil, maybe you could just go ahead and take my word on this. I think it's going to be okay for you to broadcast our wedding live over the Phil Henry Show. Hold on for a minute. Wait a second. There she blows. Woo!
Goodbye.
Are you hanging up on?
Okay. All right. You know, you offer a guy a nice thing, we'll broadcast your wedding live, and I get mocked. Hey, honey, do you mind if Phil Henry broadcasts our wedding? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Hi, everybody. Phil Henry Show. at 1-800-449-8686. And you got it. This is that time of year that precedes the motion picture Oscars. And we take a look at the greatest television movies of all time. And we take a look at some of the great television movies of all time and some of the great television movie actors of all time. They span generally the 90s. We've got a few from the 80s. As a matter of fact, I even think we've got a couple from the 1970s. And it really isn't a poll so much as a walk down memory lane. Down through the years, those of us who have been too cheap to get a premium channel, and really those of us who don't have much taste when it comes to in-theater motion pictures, we've always relied on the made-for-TV movie, over-the-air network style. And boy, there have been some good ones. So if you've been too cheap to go out and get a premium channel like HBO and look at some films that were made for television with good acting, good writing, quality dialogue, and certainly wonderful direction. And if you just don't quite get that whole movie theater movie thing, you know as well as I do, we've got made for TV movies. God, are they good. Oh! We got some great ones, and along with Mike Schaefer, who is my producer, a particular nut for this stuff. This guy is nuts for this stuff. He loves them, and he I know you tape a lot of them, Mike. Did you tape, actually, it was very good, and did you tape Tuesdays with Maury? Hank Azaria, Jack Lemmon, did you tape that? My wife tried to tape it, but since neither one of us know how to tape, you know, there was a time when I did know how to tape off of a TV set, but because we've had so many different kinds of VCRs, I've given up. It's got nothing to do with not being technologically adept. In any event, we did tape it, and I plan on watching it. Taking a look at a few of the made-for-TV films down through the years, there's a handful of actors that I think that come to mind. You know them as well as I do. And I was reminded of one. Mike Schaefer mentioned Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Nancy McKeon, Jacqueline Smith, I think goes without saying, Heather Locklear, Richard Chamberlain is one that we didn't really do too much investigation into. But also Jenny Garth from 90210 was high on our list. John Schneider was very high on our list. Kate Jackson was also very, very high on our list. I got to think, when you take a look at the contributions of Kate Jackson, what's that? Cheryl Ladd, although we didn't have a lot of time to delve into much of what Cheryl Ladd's been doing. Tori Spelling was another. And let's not forget, you know, Rue McClanahan, I don't think she's been given enough credit. She was in a film in 1994 called Nonsense 2, the sequel, that was, God, it was great. It's great! Ed Begley Jr., and I don't think we'll ever forget Ed Begley Jr. as Whitey in Still the Beaver from 1983. There was another good one with Tori Spelling. Some of you might remember this one from 1996. And I think, honest to God, I'm the only guy who ever had the guts to say on the air, I didn't think Tori Spelling was all that bad looking. And I've taken months, maybe even years of crap for that. And I still hold to that, by the way. 1996, Tori Spelling appeared in something called Mother, May I Sleep with Danger. And that was, I believe, about a young woman who is involved with a very dangerous man. In 1996, Tori Spelling, kind of a 1-2 punch with not only Mother, May I Sleep with Danger, but also Co-Ed Call Girl in 1996. And then also Tori Spelling gave us in 1994 a little thing called A Friend to Die For, which was based on the cheerleader murders. How many of these have you seen? I know that Mike Crozier nodded when I said A Friend to Die For. He nodded, oh, yes. Ah, yes, I remember that one. What is this? In 1994, Judith Light came to light with a film called Against Their Will, Women in Prison. And that was Judith Light. Now, I'm not familiar because I work at night with a lot of the television programs that many of these actors and actresses have been on. Judith Light, what's the show, Mike? What is it? Who's the Boss? Judith Light was on Who's the Boss. Was she the love interest of Tony Danza? She was the principal. 1994, Judith Light, Against Their Will, Women in Prison. Was that which network? You can almost guess which network was. Was that an ABC or a CBS? It sounds for some reason like a CBS. All of those colon, you know, Against Their Will, colon, Women in Prison, as if it's one in a series. Judith Light also appeared in one in 1991 called wife, mother, murderer. One of the other actors, by the way, I'm being reminded of, Meredith Baxter Burney. And you might, if possible, oh, we don't have our laptop tonight, so we can't check in on a lot of these things. But during the news break, we'll get Meredith Baxter Burney's IMDb filmography up, because I think it probably is pretty impressive. Jacqueline Smith cannot be overlooked when we're talking about made-for-television films. Here's another one of these films with the colon in it. Broken Promises, colon, Taking Emily Back. By the way, there are a lot of wonderful biographical sketches in made-for-television movies we'll be mentioning. But this is the beginning of these so-called based-on-a-true-story made-for-TV movies. Jacqueline Smith appeared in 1993 in Broken Promises, colon, Taking Emily Back. Then we have 1992, Locked Up, colon, A Mother's Rage. Locked Up, A Mother's Rage, that was 1992, starring Jacqueline Smith. Let's get into Heather Locklear very, very briefly. Heather Locklear is an astounding talent because she makes, literally, she's making silk out of sow's ears all the time. She's making lemonade out of lemons. She has the golden touch. I don't know the name of the film, but Schaefer saw Heather Locklear in a made-for-TV film where she played an FBI agent. Now, we all remember Denise Richards in The World Is Not Enough as a nuclear physicist. And I got to tell you right now, and you know how well she pulled that off, Heather Locklear was devastating as an FBI agent. She is in pre-production right now for her next role, a female submarine captain. They're going to be remaking Das Boot with an all-female cast, absolutely and completely compelling and believable in the role of the first female submarine captain ever. And then she's going to be tackling one of the meatier roles of her life. She'll be doing the film biography of Janet Reno. It'll be Janet Reno, A Mother's Rage. We'll be right back with more of the greatest television movies of all time, The Phil Hendry Show.